Right out of the gate, we're going to talk more about the rock slide that occurred recently in the intermittent spring of Swift Creek Canyon west of Afton and town of Afton. Mayor Jeff Jensen in studio this morning. Mayor Jensen, appreciate you coming in and combing your hair early on a Monday morning to step in studio today.
Good morning, Duke. Yeah, yeah, it is a little early.
Yeah, that's all right. No, we appreciate your time today. So a lot of land movement recently in western Wyoming, and we talked, of course, about what happened with the intermittent spring. And just wanted to get an update, of course, on the water system for the town that you guys have had a week or so to kind of assess the situation. And just tell us where things are at on that rock slide and what the impacts are.
Yep. So I believe we assume, based on some data we have, that the rock slide happened last Tuesday. Sorry, a week ago, last Tuesday.
Yeah.
And so we found out about it on about Thursday. Then got with the Forest Service, with District Ranger Laycock on that, and had a discussion about how we could proceed. And the plan was to go up there and to see if we couldn't get a piece of equipment, a smaller excavator, up the top, which seems like a monumental feat in and of itself, to pluck out and move some of those rocks that had fallen down. So for those, just brief explanation, for those that haven't been up there, the piece that fell was not directly above the spring. It was kind of off to the right-hand side and back up a little bit and slid in there, put a lot of debris, and covered the mouth of the spring to the point that you really couldn't see it, but we've moved a few rocks and opened up a little bit of that. So the plan was to go try to open that face up and just make sure the water flowed as normal as possible. Then come Monday, it was a little rainy, so we decided to err on the side of caution and not go up and try to do equipment up there. And then Tuesday morning, the spring decided it was about time to run full time and started putting out a lot of water. And so we've made the decision as of right now, it's unsafe to try to put equipment up there. And if you have, I actually went up there yesterday, and the water hydraulics are incredible forces of nature, as you can tell by Teton Pass, and it's actually moved a lot of that material out of the channel, out of the original channel.
Just on its own, okay.
Just on its own. And so at this point, it's a wait and see. Our biggest concern is watching where the water line is. Fortunately for us, the water line that comes out of the spring is encased in concrete. And if you go up there, you actually kind of see where it's at. But the concern for us is that that encasement, that concrete, that pipe gets under the rocks, and that underneath it get removed and it starts exposing it. But for now, we're hoping that it doesn't do that.
Okay, so far so good. Everything with the town water system and coming in and coming out of the spring is intact, and everything seems to be working well there.
Correct. No debris got back into the spring. It just covered the face of it. So there was no damage to, there's actually a concrete, piece of concrete above the spring that helped protect it. Doesn't appear there's any damage to that. The flapper gate system that's behind there is undamaged. Everything is working as it should. And so at this time, yeah, there's no concern with the with the water system, which is the most important aspect of this whole thing.
Absolutely. After Mayor Jeff Jensen in studio this morning, updating us on the intermittent spring and the rock slide that occurred recently. As you've worked with the Forest Service on this, now let's talk more about the actual debris on the trail going up. I'm sure that's going to be a long-term process. Do you think there will be plans eventually, when the spring starts to slow down, to try and reopen that, or has that discussion not happened yet?
We've not had a discussion with the Forest Service about reopening the trail. That in our initial discussions, we left that totally up to their discretion up there. The trail was really, I think, closed for safety factors. Just to, once you had the that first rock slide, it was just to make sure that everything else was safe up there. And in from what the way it slid, like the original trail that you could get up to the spring, the mouth of the spring, didn't get covered. And that, of course, right now it still has snow on, yeah, on part of it, right? That's normal. And that, but the actual trail, it has at the very top washed some of that material out of the top because it has changed kind of the where that channel went in that. But that's, yeah, opening the trail back up will be up to the Forest Service. Yeah.
So, Mayor, next steps for the town of Afton, it sounds like you're kind of just in a wait-and-see type mode right now until the flow slows down a little bit.
Yep, monitor. We probably won't attempt to do anything unless we see some danger to the integrity of the pipeline that comes out of there. But as of right now, it's flowing as it normally does this time of year, and water's flowing through the pipe as it normally does. And there's just a lot of water. And that I went up Swift Creek, it seems this year there's a lot more water coming out of Swift Creek than at other times, other years.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I don't have any facts on that, but it just seems that way. Yeah. And maybe it's because I'm water. I'm shy of this whole Swift Creek thing. So.
Right. Yeah, you've spent some time up there the last couple of years monitoring things, right? Well, Mayor Jensen, appreciate you again your time. Any other updates or anything else? Even if it's not related to the spring, anything else happening in Afton you'd like to mention while we have you in studio today?
Well, just real quick, if you probably have noticed the stars painted and is back up and white. And I do, there's been a lot of appreciation put out there, but we do appreciate Star Valley High School and the welding class that went up there and did tremendous job on welding the star up there, because that's not an easy, if you ever hiked up there, it's not a flat surface that you're standing on up there. So the work that's all gone into that, they're still on track. They've been doing a couple tests on lights up there. We're still on track to get some lights up there. And very soon too, they'll be finishing up a camera that's going to go up there that you'll be able to log on and see a nice view of the valley at any time of the year.
Very so cool.
Maybe I should put one on the up Swift Creek on the spring or on the landslide or something. I don't know.
There you go. Absolutely. And of course, at the end of the month, the big Freedom Festival. I know the tourism board's been working hard on that event. Should be a good one.
Yep. Excited for that too.
More details to come. That's after Mayor Jeff Jensen this morning. Mayor, appreciate your time and the updates. Thank you.